This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We got 74 million votes. He did not get anywhere near 80. And that's 74 before they throw away, you know, they threw away ballots. They threw away many Trump ballots. That's the easiest way they could cheat. But we got 74 million votes. He didn't get anywhere close to 80 million votes.
And you believe you will be able to prove this in the coming weeks?
Well, I'm going to use 125% of my energy to do it. You need a judge that's willing to hear a case. You need a Supreme Court that's willing to make a real big decision based on everything that it's not like you're going to change my mind. In other words, my mind will not change in 6 months. There was tremendous cheating here. Boxes were brought in. The mail-in vote is a disaster. And by the way, if Republicans allow it to happen, you'll never have another Republican elected in the history of this country at a Senate level or at a presidential level. You'll never, or at a House level. Mail-in voting is a total disaster. One thing that did happen, very interesting, we won all the state houses. We won Congress. Everything, and Kevin McCarthy gives me a massive amount of credit for what happened. Well, look, we're supposed to lose seats. We didn't lose one seat, and we gained many, and others were leading in others. And by the way, you know why the votes aren't in yet, or like five or six others? Because the mail-in voting is all screwed up on congressional races. And we held the Senate, okay? And
yep.
I'm the only one. They say it's statistically impossible. I led the charge. We won state houses. We won Congress. We won the Senate. And I lost. They say it's statistically impossible for that to happen.
It's all quite extraordinary, Mr. President. We want to thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for your work on Operation Warp Speed. You told us we would have a vaccine by year end. And now we've got three. Thank you so much.
You're actually very brave because you're doing something. The media doesn't want to talk about it. They know how fraudulent this is. It's no different than Hunter. It's no different than Hunter. They don't want to talk about Hunter. So they totally closed it off, big tech and the media, other than the New York Post, as you remember, which took a lot of heat. It was terminated. It was terminated from,
yep,
I guess, Twitter, maybe Facebook. But it's a situation the likes of which we don't have freedom of the press in this country. We have suppression by the press. They suppress. You know, you can't have a scandal if nobody reports about it. This is the greatest fraud in the history of our country from an electoral standpoint. And I guess
right.
You could build it up bigger than an electoral standpoint. What's bigger from an electoral standpoint? What's bigger than this? This is.
And the COVID is the smokescreen for all of it to happen. Well, Brian Stelter, that no one watches, but that Jeff Zucker believes is God, came out and attacked the lady for having Trump on. You're not even supposed to have Trump on. And when you do that, you get criticized and called Alex Jones. Well, that's a badge of honor. When the enemy CNN attacks me, I love it. Here it is.
She's not being a journalist. She's being a propagandist. And that's what Fox News employs. You know, Brian, there would be outrage if Fox News hired someone like InfoWars' Alex Jones to be anchoring a show on their network. Frankly, there is not much daylight between Maria and Alex Jones. She's accepting the same delusional conspiracy theories that the president is spinning, and she's actually encouraging him. She's acting shocked, like, wow, I couldn't believe that. Can you confirm this? And he spins another lie, and she acts shocked and says, wow, well, you know, people don't believe the election results. Well, gee, I wonder why.
This is so sad. It's really so sad. It's sad for the president who's about to leave office, and this is going to be the last chapter of his administration. And it's sad that a journalist like Bartiromo, who had a storied career, is now not a journalist at all.
Because she's not joining all the parrots in mainstream corporate media that keep lying over and over and over and over again, saying there's no evidence of election fraud when that's all there is. And now they don't want the servers and the voting machines looked at in Georgia, in Pennsylvania. They're saying, oh, it's proprietary. That story's on Infowars.com. And 700,000 more ballots got mailed in than were mailed out. Impossible in Georgia. Total fraud. They've been caught. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low-price, high-quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to the 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Should never happen, and we are going through, there's no doubt in my mind, we're going through a crucible of history, and if we don't correct what it is that's happening right now over the next couple of weeks, then I really hate to even think about what will happen in our country going forward into the latter part of December and certainly into the next month. I do not believe for a second that the country will accept Vice President Biden as the next president based on what we know to be probably the greatest fraud that our country has ever experienced in our history. I mean, what we're seeing, what I'm in right in the middle of it right now, and I will tell you that, first of all, the president has clear paths to victory. They have clear paths to victory, and they actually don't require a lot of courtroom action. What they require is they require a lot of honesty out of elected officials, and frankly, a lot of Americans who are coming forward and telling us their stories. I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of Americans around the country in different states, not just the swing states, but many, many other states that are coming forward with their stories and putting them down on affidavits as witnesses. We had probably 10 or 12 affidavits come in from one particular state today. And because there's been a number of threats to people, these particular patriots, they sent their photos in with their affidavits and said, put mine up at the top of the list because I want people to know that I'm not going to be afraid of these people that are threatening our country and our way of life. And so I say all that, and you know, on one hand, and the other hand, as I just described, we have clear paths to victory for this president. And frankly, he's going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to win Arizona. He's going to win Georgia. He's going to win Nevada. He's going to win Michigan. And the other one that he's probably going to pull in is Wisconsin too, because there's a discrepancy in Wisconsin of 130,000 fraudulent ballots that they just found. They just discovered. So there's a lot of things happening, and it's all, to me, it's all positive. I was asked today on a scale of 1 to 10, who will be the next president, and I said 10, it'll be Donald Trump. It'll be President Trump. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that he won this election hands down in a landslide, probably somewhere between 350 and 400 electoral college votes. What we have seen is over, and I know this, I mean, over the last probably two decades and probably longer, I could, you know, give you a little bit of a history lesson in that, but I won't. But over the last couple of decades, what we have seen is a complete shift in how fast I believe that Communist China, in their long-term plan, decided that to sort of move up their plans to become the global superpower, sole global superpower on the planet. And, you know, their sort of plan was by about the middle of this century that we're in right now. And I believe when during the last 2016 election, when they didn't get the candidate that they needed and the kind of ideology that they saw America moving towards, they were not going to allow 2020 to happen. And so now what we have is this theft with mail-in ballots, the theft with this software, Smartmatic software, and Dominion, these Dominion systems. I mean, these are systems that are not owned by this country. They're not owned by this country. They're owned by other, they were introduced into this country. I mean, how can we say, as the United States of America, how can we say that we accept a system that is not made in this country and not even, and in many cases, the ballots aren't even tallied in this country? How can we say that here in this country, that we accept that? The one thing, and for you all and for all your listeners, the one most precious thing that makes me the same as the wealthiest guy or gal on the planet or the poorest person in America, what makes us equal is when we go in to a voting booth and we close that curtain, or we go in there and we lean over to vote, my vote matters the same as the guy who's the richest guy, you know, in America. It matters the exact same.
That's
where,
right,
we
General
are
Flynn
equal.
And Alex Jones here back live. That's just part of the detailed interview. General Flynn issues emergency message to America. President Trump has a clear path to victory, but he needs your help now. That video is at band.video. I want to hear the whole interview. And General McInerney then gets into what Flynn's been talking about, and the fact that reportedly these servers that Congressman Omer talked about 2 weeks ago and others have broken down being grabbed in Germany. There was reportedly a firefight. I mean, this is how insane all of this is getting. And now Trump's very close to getting the server logs for the files in Georgia, where they got 700,000 ballots that didn't exist. They're just made up. It's fraud. I repeat, today's fun fraud fact, 1.8 million mail-in ballots were sent out in Pennsylvania, and 2.5 million mail-in ballots were returned. That's the real world. And now Tucker Carlson's going to get what he wants. Trump's trying to get the server logs, and they're saying, oh, sorry. That story's on InfoWars.com. It's proprietary. You can't see those logs. Wow.
Wow.
And they just have everybody else but a few Fox hosts saying, no evidence, no evidence, no evidence, no evidence, just trying to gaslight us. Trump cannot, and he should not, and he better not concede. He should level now and attack the operatives and attack COVID and attack Gates and attack Fauci and attack Biden and attack them all. No one can censor him from the Resolute desk. He must damn the torpedoes and go straight at them. Unbelievable. Let's go to General McInerney.
Sidney and the president, through, I believe, General Flynn, have got the Kraken organization, the 305 Military Intelligence Battalion, working with them. Because in all of this, we have not seen any footprints of the DOJ, of the FBI, nor the CIA on the friendly side.
Wait a minute.
It's been on the deep state side.
Let me just stop you there, General, because you just said something very interesting. You just said that who has just opened up the Kraken, and then you just described what the Kraken was. We all know the term because of Sidney Powell using it, but you just said what it is. Can you back up on that?
Yes. Sidney got the term Kraken because that's the nickname of the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. And that has been her source, along with other sources that Mary and I know about, but we don't want to talk about. And so we're getting the different sources that are relaying this. But the important thing is they identified, now get this, they identified China, Iran, and Russia as being involved in this and manipulating the votes. In addition, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Special Forces Command seized a server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, because they were sending this data from those five states or six states through the internet to Spain and then into Frankfurt, Germany.
All right. Now all of that's confirmed, minus the firefight stuff. All I know is China's openly involved. You have 700,000 ballots that didn't exist, that just showed up without creases, not hand-drawn in, but all done by machine. We even have the video of people buying the fake ballots similar to those from China. And then we have had this two-plus weeks ago, all the different Chinese government-chartered airlines landing in the middle of the night in all key battleground states, then offloading the ballots and taking them in.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This morning concerning communist China and ownership of the big voting machine company that gets so much attention. I hired a private security firm to start digging into it a few weeks ago and tracking back the provenance of it. They confirmed the communist Chinese own part of this supposed company. And I sent the info to Paul Watson, who's a little bit overwhelmed these days. But regardless, we'll be breaking that today or we'll be breaking that tomorrow. But it is very, 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 very big news. And it's my greatest frustration that we have so much massive news breaking so quickly. And people have lived in this country quasi-free for so long, they don't know what's hit them. And that's what I'm trying to explain. This is an economic weapon. It's not tanks. It's not airplanes. But by the time you realize it's happening, it's too late. Enrique Tarrio, I invited him to Austin a few weeks ago. He called me this morning and said, hey, I'm in town. It's one of the leaders, the leader of the Proud Boys. So I thought we'd get him to pop in studio with us ahead of Cyril Salente taking over. But right now, let me just go ahead and lay out for you what's really all behind this. Because when you hear about Mao Zedong, and you see big U.S. colleges, and European colleges, and the Davos Group, and the U.N. promoting Maoism, and, you know, people like Mike Tyson, you know, gets a tattoo of Mao on him. Why is it so cool to worship Mao Zedong? Well, he was the nearly illiterate upper-class peasant, which means he was over a bunch of other really poor people. He was a spoiled brat. He didn't bathe. And he was really a horrible person. And he killed over 80 million of his own people. And the Chinese communists put him on house arrest the last few years of his life, along with his evil wife, his fourth wife. I've read books on this guy. And he had the Great Leap Forward and then the Cultural Revolution. And so when you hear about the Great Reset, this is the Great Leap Forward to get rid of local businesses, get rid of farmers, get rid of local communities and bankrupt you. That's what it is. Here it is, the New York Times. The New York Times deletes tweet calling Mao Zedong one of history's greatest revolutionary figures. Hell, if you search engine, most of the articles are how great he was. Here's the Great Leap Forward. You can read about it even on Wikipedia. From 58 to 62. Then it goes into how they launched the operation between 53 and 76, with the Great Leap Forward. And then after that was the Cultural Revolution, getting all the kids to go spy on their parents, later beat them up and kill them, like children of the corn. And boy, did David Rockefeller really like what they did. They had these things called flesh banquets where they would take those that hadn't fully submitted to the communists, and including children, beat their brains out and then put them in big cook pots. That's mainline news, too. And that's the left really likes that, you know, to a soulless, overweight leftist who can't even walk down the stairs. The idea of like ruling over flesh pots and death That's even sexier than abortion. They just love the idea of the power. There it is. Flush banquets of China's Cultural Revolution maintain unspoken 50 years later. But there's the photos and the graphics and very sick people, communists. And then the Cultural Revolution that came after that. And all these articles from Thought Co., biography of Mao Zedong, father of modern China, how great he is and how wonderful he is. Here's the David Rockefeller article, 1973, from a China traveler. He wrote some other ones about Mao Zedong when he died in 76, about how great he is and how the model that they carry out is what he wants for America. And he set up a system to take our jobs and our industry and make it one-sided where we couldn't compete and shipped it all to China to take advantage of the hundreds of millions of slaves. And that's what they've done now. And so when you hear about the Great Reset, that was all cooked up from the Rockefellers in their Operation Lockstep. And, of course, Event 201 with Bill Gates. And now Build Back Better. They're going to collapse things, in their own words, to rebuild the communist utopia that will, quote, save the earth. But really all it has to do with is total, absolute, hegemonic power. Over everyone. And the people that tell you you shouldn't have a car or air conditioning, like when Barack Obama went to Africa 10 years ago, they're the ones that have giant mansions, dozens of them apiece, jet airplanes, helicopters, all this money, and they're convincing the general public that it's cool for them to be poor. You'll own nothing. You'll rent everything, including the clothes on your back, but everything will be free because you'll be a slave. The U.S. won't be the world superpower. Communist China will. Klaus Schwab is saying all of this. And you won't die waiting for an organ donor because we'll create synthetic ones. Yeah, right. All the utopias of communism. You'll eat a lot less meat, though. You'll be an occasional treat. Just like that Rockefeller Foundation Plantopolis I played last week from 10 years ago or 9 years ago. They show school children in the U.K. that the state decides where you go. The state decides what you do, how you live. This is a corporate revolution of the establishment. And the left are not rebels. They are establishment, lapdog, idiot followers that are victims that bought into the fraud. It'd be like if the farmer came in the chicken coop with 100 chickens to pick one to take it for slaughter. And one jumped up and pretended that it was in charge and came over and started pecking at the other chickens like it was the farmer. And the farmer just grabs it by the neck and wrings its neck and then chops its head off and plucks it and butchers it. That's all you're doing as a leftist, is pretending that it's for the earth and it's, you know, what you went to college for and you're part of the establishment. You went to the establishment, to the big college, funded by the billionaires, by the trillion-dollar companies. You were set up the whole time, and you won't say a word in your class about Tim Cook and millions of Buddhist Christians and Muslims in death camps. You won't say a word about Trump trying to have that banned because you don't care. Because you're like rotting dead tree. When the fire comes, you're going to burn down. You will not exist anymore. You are the schmuck. You are the fool. You are the idiot. But those of us that are awake, we are cursed with reality and cursed with having the blinders off, but really it's a blessing in the end. But make no mistake, every month they continue the global lockdown is more third world collapse and more death and a bigger depression. So remember, who did this to you? The globalists, the New World Order, the Chi-Coms, the UN. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Enrique Tarrio, the Proud Boys, you got me. Great folks, did a great job. We were in D.C. a few weeks ago, over 500,000 people there. But I read Antifa, funded by the leftist Nazi George Soros. They said, we're not allowed in D.C. We're all so scared. Well, guess what? I was thinking about not going on the 12th. I'm 100% going now. This is a more important rally than ever to show we don't buy the fake election, to show we don't buy the Chi-Com agent Joe Biden. So everyone, get to D.C. on the 12th. It was incredible last time. We had close to a million. Let's get five times that. Everyone must go. Don't count on others. We have only begun to stand up.
And it's funny that they say that, because they said that last time. They said they weren't going to allow any Trumpers in D.C. or no Proud Boys. And I think the turnout for this one's going to be a lot bigger. There's definitely a lot more Proud Boys that are coming. I see a lot more.
Yeah, we only planned this over a week last time.
Yeah, and that, now we have, what is it, like 2-3 weeks for this one?
Well, it started with about 2.5 weeks, but yeah, now it's 12 days.
And I think we need to continue to do this, as a matter of fact. It not stop just.
Oh, I agree. If they try to actually install that communist Chinese agent, we're going to be up there on the 20th of January, baby.
I think so. I think.
Woo! They said they're going to have a virtual inauguration. No, we're going to have the inauguration of 1776 commencing again.
Now, can you imagine a sea of red hats and Trump flags on D.C. if they manage to steal this election? Which I don't think that they will. I think the president has a really good chance of clearing out all the BS that's been happening in these states, specifically in Georgia. As we're talking right now, there's an event going on in Georgia, and I think he'll be able to pull through. But if not, we're going to be in D.C. on the 20th. We're going to fill it with red hats. We're going to fill it with MAGA hats, Trump flags, Proud Boys, Trump supporters, all types of patriots. Your info warriors are going to come. I know you guys had a big crowd show up. So,
well, I'll tell you what's crazy is that I want to salute all the folks that did show up there. Tell everybody you know to come again and tell them to tell people to come again. That's how we override big tech censorship. Despite all their censorship, we still had an event, you know, 100,000 times bigger than anything Joe Biden ever imagined. And so that's why we're there. But guess what? They certified Georgia. It doesn't mean anything. It means it just goes to the courts now. While they were having a congressional legislative hearing presenting massive evidence of fraud, and now the Georgia judge has again ordered them to keep the data tapes and keep all the stuff, the proof of the fraud. So now they're announcing and now they're declaring and now they're saying that, oh, that's proprietary. That's trademark. That's secret science. You can't look at what we do in the black box with this Venezuelan Chinese communist-owned company.
Nothing in our election process should be a secret, period. From the machines to our ballots to the way that our ballots are counted, nothing should be a secret. We should be able to see everything. Transparency.
Spoken like a right-wing fascist.
I was going to say amen, but no, it's not. But yeah, we definitely need, there's blockchain technologies right now where we can use to track ballots. I mean, I could track a package. I can order food off my phone. I can order a flight, a taxi, anywhere. But we can't figure out how this, where our ballots went.
And the Democrats admit they want illegal aliens voting now. In fact, they are in many states letting them vote in local elections. So, yeah, this is, have you heard now? They had 700,000 more ballots than were printed and mailed out in Georgia. That's confirmed.
I saw that.
I mean, this is like, where's the proof? My God. But see, Tucker Carlson, I like Tucker, but I keep saying, show me the forensics. They won't give over the damn computers. Trump's been fighting for 3 weeks in the damn courts.
And he's going to continue to fight. And we need to continue to fight. There's that. What's going on in Georgia is just, we're getting to see all these other states like Wisconsin, 90% turnout rate. But just what you said right now about Georgia, they have more ballots than they printed out. How does that happen? That's why we're winning. That's why we're winning a lot of these court cases. Lynn Wood's doing an amazing job. But I think we definitely need to keep fighting, and we need to keep supporting. And we can't stop going out there, because the moment they need that energy, they need us to be down. They need us to be on the couch. They need us to be silent. And we're not silent. I'm here. I've been in Georgia, I've been in D.C., PA, California, and I'm going to continue to do so.
I love how Antifa was like, they knew what hotel I was staying in, so they were throwing mortars at the door. Hmm. Like, if they didn't do stuff like that, I wouldn't be coming to D.C. Now I have to come. Now everybody has to come.
Oh, we cleared them out in front of that hotel like 3 times. And the cops didn't do anything. The cops sat there. I saw them in their riot gear. They were sitting in the middle of the plaza. And the Proud Boys were the ones that had to clear them out of there. I don't know if you saw that, but
oh, I've seen the footage, yeah.
We cleared them out, and then we got in front of the hotel, And we started singing the national anthem.
Had a big party.
Yeah, we had a big party. Owen came out.
Yeah, so folks, don't let these commie globalist Soros Nazi thugs deter you from coming to D.C. We outnumbered them hundreds to one. Yes, if you're wearing a MAGA hat and you're a woman particularly, or you're in a wheelchair, that's who they attack. Wolves always attack those they think are weak. You should not, you know, be alone out there at night. That's literally when they attack, like vampires, but that's it.
That's it, and that's what we did. We were actually back in our hotel rooms. We were ready to relax, and we ended up getting a call like at 6 o'clock at night that they were assaulting women and children. They had some Proud Boys stuck inside a convenience store, throwing fireworks inside, and our guys went out and we cleaned up those streets.
Yeah, the footage they were showing is not of D.C. The footage of D.C. They attack and then they squeal and yell like babies when they're getting their asses beat. I didn't know men could make noises like that. No! You were there. I was there. What the hell's up with that?
I don't know. But they've been doing this. It's not a surprise to us. They've been doing this since 2016. They've been yelling at the sky. So much so that even like now their establishment is trying to steal an election. This is a referendum on the 2016 election. That's where all of this comes from. They cannot.
Oh, Trump had a huge landslide. All the numbers show it. That's why he got 11 million votes more than he got last time. That's why they're in such a panic to just have this hoax and say Joe Biden, who can't even walk now, supposedly got elected.
Do you see his tweet that said, get well soon? The president's tweet?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he had a. It's Joe Biden coming out of, I guess, the orthopedic or whatever. And he tweeted, get well soon. I mean, we have to have this guy for another 4 years. It's impossible that we're. A lot of us are so.
Well, I'll say this, though. He couldn't get the Justice Department to do anything. They've engaged in such fraud. Of course, they escalated up more fraud.
Yeah.
And they've been caught doing it. So, I mean, what happens if Joe Biden gets in? My God.
I'll tell you, day one, we're looking at AR bans, right? We're looking at prison for people like yourself and the Proud Boys. Social media censorship. We've been screaming about social media censorship for the past 4 years. And
well, that's where Trump dropped the ball. Now he says it's a national security threat.
Wholeheartedly agree.
But here's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about this tomorrow. What should Trump do with 51 days left regardless? He should be out exposing COVID as an overblown hoax. He should be exposing communist China. He should be exposing China Joe. He should be savaging them with the bully pulpit he's got about Hunter's laptop and all this now.
Yeah, I think he should spend that time doing three things. Coming out with us, right? Rallying the troops. Two, his legal arguments. And three, he should have a stack. Exactly how you have it right there, Alex. Mm-hmm. He should have a stack of executive orders, EOs, to combat most of this that's going to happen or that will happen if Joe Biden gets elected. He needs to be signing those, and he's going to need a lot of pens.
I totally agree. And just like Obama put stay-behind networks in, Trump can put in networks of people to block what's going on. I mean, because here's the deal. If Biden can weasel his way in, he admits endless lockdown. He wants to bring us to our knees with a great reset, just like they did in Cuba or anywhere else. And people need to know they're about to get reeducated.
Well, my family found out firsthand how that works. The revolutionary forces, they promised like this free land. And he even said it. Castro even said it. Castro was like, oh, this isn't a Marxist revolution. This isn't a communist revolution. This is for the people. And it wasn't. It turned into a hell.
Let's talk about that experience in Cuba when we come back with the head of the Proud Boys. I'm Alex Jones.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get on an airplane. That you take all the vaccines the UN, controlled by Big Pharma, says you must take. You know, they admit the vaccines can really hurt you or even kill you. That's their plan. And here's a new article up at Infowars.com. Vaccine minister says bars, restaurants, and cinemas will deny anyone entry that does not have proof of vaccination before entry, even though they admit the COVID-19 vaccines won't even protect you. That is the type of stuff going on next hour before Jill Sunday takes over at 15 after. I'm going to hit the big COVID-19 stack of the total police state global takeover. Enrique Tarrio, the head of Proud Boys, is here with us. And again, they're a demonized group. They've been lied about. They used a fake FBI report that they were a terror group to then deplatform and take the bank accounts away of most of their members just for supporting Proud Boys. That happened to Enrique. Again, a lot of people say, well, we better run away from this group. No. Because it'll be you next. That's why InfoWars needs support as well. about a year and a half ago when they re-banned us on Facebook. They said, you can't even say something nice about Alex Jones. Their reason was he had on Gavin McInnes, who's the founder of Proud Boys. He's even more evil than Alex Jones. Why? Because they're proud to be men. They're inclusive to everybody. They're proud of America. And they're not rolling over to communist thugs. So they're enemy number one. I would imagine Americans would run towards an organization like that, not away from it. I know they did great security for us, with the rest of our security, but that close to a million-person march in D.C. a few weeks ago, another even bigger march, if you come, is on the 12th to support our president ahead of the electors on the 15th. It is beyond critical. Separately, we're running the new big special. It is the promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code PATRIOT, you get an additional 10% off the already free shipping and up to 60% off on the high-quality products like Ultra 12, Biotrue Selenium, Bodies, Alpha Power, VasoBeats, DNA Force Plus. You got an amazing deal on that. It's so important. Alexa Pure Breeze, 10% off all the high-quality storable food. Knockout, 25% off Survival Shield X3, Nascent Iodine, Turbo Force, Living Defense, and so much more. And it takes a lot of money to run this operation. We had to build our own infrastructure. You know, Google has spent hundreds of billions of dollars on the infrastructure. Twitter, tens of billions of dollars. Apple, hundreds of billions of dollars. Well, I've spent on infrastructure. You've got to keep it updated and running over the years. Our own independent satellite uplink servers, everything cost us $5, $6, $10 million a year, depending on the year, to run all this. And running our own servers with millions of views a day sounds great. Costs thousands of dollars an hour, especially like, oh my God, we're like a few weeks ago, our traffic's five times, whatever. Look out though, the bill's going to be $500,000 this month. That's where your money's going. So if you want to keep this on the air now during this critical time, now that we've been proven right, now that they're censoring everybody else, now that InfoWars is becoming more important by the minute as what we've documented becomes reality, we're only kept in attack formation. We're only kept in the fight because of you. So you're just as important as I am or any of our guests. So thank you for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a T-shirt, get water filtration, air filtration. We have the Cyber Week special, free shipping up to 60% off and 10% off additionally with promo code PATRIOT. All right, going back to Enrique Tarrio, before we hit the COVID lockdowns and all the rest of it next hour, what else do you want to hit on?
Well, you said to talk about my family in Cuba.
Oh, you wanted to get to that. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so
it's the utopia they were offering.
What the happened? Utopia that they were offering, they were saying, he said it's not a Marxist revolution. It's not a communist revolution. It's a revolution for the people, right? And they painted a pretty picture. And when his revolutionary forces was invading the island from the West Coast to the East Coast, there was this little farm. And Che Guevara was in charge of the forces, and they went and they knocked on the door, and they're like, hey, we need your farm for a forward operating base to get to the city, which was just a mile away. And when that family denied him access to the farm, so they went back, they talked to Che Guevara, and Che Guevara gave him the orders. They went back to that house, and they took the two adult males out of that house, and they put them on their knees, tied their hands behind their back, and shot them in the head. Well, that family is my family. We share a last name. Those were brothers of my grandfather. And soon after that, they took over the island, and my family decided to come over here. And what I'm hearing from the Democrats now is not as scary to me as it is familiar. Because I've been to the island. I used to travel to the island 2-3 times a year. I have more family over there than I do over here. And I just see it. I see it. And a Biden presidency will accelerate that. We won't. I mean, think about this. If we think the voting machines now are so bad, imagine when Biden gets into his presidency. If we think the censorship is bad, imagine when Biden gets in there. The restrictions that we have on our Second Amendment, there's 22,000 gun laws in this country. How many more are going to keep Americans safe? With Joe Biden as president, we know that they're going to come to your house. We know that they're going to come knock on your door. We know that they're taking your guns. It's not just like this.
They're telling us. They're making their move.
They're making their move. So a Biden presidency is probably the biggest threat to this country since the British.
I totally agree with that statement. And this ideology is even worse. Theirs was a quasi-capitalist imperial model. still bad. This is pure death. And I don't know if you saw earlier, the Chinese government now has national TV shows bragging, aha, COVID locked them down, America's done, death to America. And the average leftist thinks Xi Jinping's a hero.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, I mean, we have another thing that we're doing to fight back, because that's the most important thing. We know what the problem is, but we're trying to find the solution. The solution is to get out on the street. As another thing, as we're talking right now, Rufio is planning to fight this these COVID restrictions up in Seattle with straight defiance. You know, walking in, taking off your mask and sitting there. And if he gets put in chains, he gets put in chains. But he knows that that's what it's going to take. It's going to take us to fight back, to finally sit here. I mean, what's been happening in the past couple of months is amazing to me, Alex. We've never seen the right wing get together in such mass on the streets, hit these streets, hit the asphalt. And now we're given a gift. And we need to keep using that gift, and we need to keep inspiring more people to come out, not just to December 12th, to come out every single time.
That's right. They censored you. They're trying to take you over. Now you've got to get really aggressive politically and let the system know you're not buying their fraud, because if they get us down with this ongoing lockdown in Biden, they're never going to let us back up.
No. No. We won't see the White House. We won't ever see the White House again.
Go back, though, to the rest. I mean, in Cuba, wealthy, prosperous, incredible, building up. And then now they were just showing shots of a grocery store there. I mean, you can't get aspirin. You can't. There's nothing.
No. So and it's crazy. It's like the opposite of nationalism. Right. So if you or I were to go to Cuba with an American passport, you're treated like royalty. You can eat at restaurants. Well, the little bit of restaurants that they have that actually have food. But if you are a Cuban citizen, you cannot walk into these restaurants. You cannot eat where tourists eat. It's the complete opposite. They
same thing North Korea.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep their foot on your neck.
And they have. In Cuba, they've taken away they've not only taken away weapons, that's a long time ago. They keep the people hungry to keep them busy. That's their thing. You keep people starving so they can worry about food and not worry about revolution. And right now,
by the way, Bilderberg Group in Davos, like 5 years ago, said we need to make people more hungry. There's too much wealth. People shouldn't protest us. We're going to make you poor. They actually said that.
Yeah. No, and that's true. That's part of their playbook. Starve them out. Silence them. 2 days ago, we just saw like the artists and musicians. They got together and they're protesting in Cuba right now for the past like 2 days. But they've already imprisoned like half of them. So their numbers are going down, down, down. And like when you do that, you want to do something, but you got a family to take care of. So if you're put in a Cuban prison, you're never getting out. That's it. Your family can't be fed. Your family. That's it. It's practically over for you.
Is the average Cuban gaslit and believes the fraud? I've heard from Cubans that almost no one buys it now. They know it's a fraud.
No, there's a reason. So we always call Florida a battleground state. But what we saw in Florida in this election was the opposite of a battleground state. We blew the doors off the Democrats. We were putting together 35,000 car caravans. We were putting together marches, events every weekend. I'm out when I'm in Miami. I'm out every day. My guys are.
Oh, there's no doubt. Trump won by a massive landslide everywhere. That's why they had to just come in and stuff it. The word is Trump won California. Even people won away from the commies.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. But Cubans, we don't buy. Why do you think that Obama ended wet foot dry foot? There's a reason for it.
That's because he doesn't want more Cubans in the U.S.
He doesn't want more Cubans in a swing state.
But then I've also read that other, not just Hispanics, but people are learning from the Cubans about communism and Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Enrique Tarrio is our guest.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.